One. Hi, everybody.
Ho, ho, ho.
So, Vader. Are you stuck in the chimney? Yeah. Yes.
No. No. Oh, okay. I was just wondering if you've made your list and have checked it twice.
Big Fatty, the list has, it's fairly short. It's just basically a new house. So yes, I have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about you? Now, do you have a list?
I do have a list.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yeah. And the list is what I'll be doing Christmas, or what I'll be doing. I forgot what was on the list. Just start it. I don't know. Poor Big Fatty.
Oh, you know what, Big Fatty?
Yeah, let's try that again. Oh, just go ahead and start it. Oh, poor Big Fatty.
You big fat.
What? Goddamn piece of shit computer. I am telling you what. I am done with this.
Done.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on,
oh,
guys?
Oh, you
guys.
Big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 21st of December, 2020, in the holly jolly holy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria. Probably not going to see her partin. I am your host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
V-A-D-E-R, Noah, but I'll let it go because it is the happiest of happy weeks. Mr. Larry H. Vader. With me is the enormous one. The.
Well, you know.
Enormous. It's Big Fatty, everybody.
It's that time of year. Yeah.
Right.
Hey!
Well, you're bulking for winter.
Well, I am. So, it's, yeah. We're about to. Yeah. We'll go
yeah,
bulking
yeah,
for
well,
winter.
Yeah, bulking for winter. Uh-huh. That's all anyone can
all
say.
All right. Before we go okay. any further, I have breaking okay. news.
Oh, breaking news.
All right. I am in jail.
Why are you in jail?
I'm in the Twitty jail.
What have you done?
Ooh. First of all, I wake up Saturday morning.
Mm.
And the Twitty says your account at it's Big Fatty has, mm-hmm. or no, it says, hi, Big Fatty. Your account at Big Fatty has been locked for violating the Twitter rules.
Oh.
All right. Okay. So, and this is the first time I've ever been in jail.
Right.
It says specifically for violating our rules against hateful conduct.
Sounds about like you.
And it says, you may not promote violence against, threaten, or harass other people on the basis of race, ethnicity, national origin, sexual orientation, gender identity, religious affiliation, age, disability, or serious disease. Now, would you like to know what the offending... Twitter message was?
Please.
Well, first of all, it went to Mr. Tim Kumal. You know, he's the patron saint of the BFO.
It's true. Maybe he could be the patron saint
and, you know,
of the LFC.
Always, mm-hmm. He does a Friday follow thing and,
right.
you know.
Yeah,
and so
automated.
I always,
okay.
reply back, and this being Senate on Friday, and you know, that was the last Friday before Christmas. So it says, "Hope the fat man visits you Thursday night. Ho 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 from the BFO."
I see. I see. So, you know, the Twitter. Now, did you click the button or whatever to contest that?
There is nothing to there's nothing that says contest.
No, well, there's got to be some way to be like, "Dear Twitter, you're fat. I did nothing wrong." Poor old thing. Big Fatty,
how long does Twitter jail last?
I think it just depends on the offense and how many you've had. So, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we could have discussed this off the air, although it's very appropriate. Okay, why don't you, Kitty, why don't you take your diarrhea and go somewhere else? You ready?
Oh.
Okay, here he goes. Here he goes. Whoop, whoop. Okay.
Okay.
Ooh, did a little something fall out? No, I don't think so.
Okay. So anyway.
Yeah. So, poor Big Friday.
Go ahead. Oh, no. Yeah, right. Well, you know, it's the most wonderful time of the year, and evidently you are not allowed to hope that Santa Claus comes to see your friends.
Correct. Well, that's very racist. That's very racist.
Well,
and you just don't understand.
It's probably religious.
Right. Ooh, well, so once you get out of Twitter jail, what are you going to do? Do you have any big Quirma plans or anything?
Well, I'm going to be here at the villa. I bought the rib roast.
Oh, right, so, right. I can't wait to see how you ruin that.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see how I ruin it too. But I'm following that Peter G's. Never fail recipe.
Okay. You know, you cook it low and slow, and then you brown it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, you brown it, and then you let it sit for 2 hours.
Okay. Well, I would prefer to follow the America's Test Kitchen recipe, which is you basically bake, you salt it about 24 hours before you cook it, and then you cook it at 250 for like about 3 hours, 2.5, 3 hours. Take it out, let it rest an hour, make the au jus with the juices while that's happening, and then you brown it.
Do you know how to make au jus?
I do.
Well, what do you do to make au jus?
Well, it's...
And by the way, that sounds very religious-oriented.
Well, do you think the LFC is going to end up in Twitter jail? That's the question.
Well, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. I make it a few different ways, but the easiest way is like with beef broth, and then you can use some of the drippings to make like a Yorkshire pudding or something
in the pan that you cooked it in.
It's delicious and easy. It's just a custardy base, and it soaks up the au jus, but I'll send you the recipe if you'd like. It's super easy.
Well, send me that. That it's a pudding, so that's like a cake.
Yeah, it's so you know the big pan that you cook the standing rib roast in?
I don't have one.
You need to borrow one?
I'll have to look for one.
Okay. Well, I think I have one if you need to borrow it.
I'd probably just put it in the crock pot. By the way,
you don't want it in contact with heat.
Have you ever purchase Herbes de Provence?
I have, yes. I have some downstairs.
I've heard of it before, but I've never seen it in the store.
Ah, what do you mean you... Well, I guess they don't have it like right next to the garlic pepper at the Harris Teeter, but they definitely sell it in the store. So,
well, the Bonzies had McCormick. You know, that's McCormick in the East, Schilling in the West. Was selling it. They were the only ones that had it.
Well, I heard you put it in your soup. Now, when I was there earlier this week, I used the Big Fatty Shower twice this week, I believe. And when I was there on Monday, you were making the soup. I think it was Monday. Right. It might have been Wednesday. And you had put about 20 different flavors in the soup. So how did the soup turn out?
Actually, it wasn't bad. I wouldn't make it for anyone else, but
thank you.
It was not bad.
Okay. So, okay. Well, my Kerma plans are kind of
Wait a minute. First of all, let's just be transparent here.
Okay.
We are recording a little early because Vader is going to be hopping in the jalopy. Either that or he's taking the pants off express. I don't know which.
No, it's the jalopy.
Jalopy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, so I am hopping in the jalopy on Sunday, so the day before you heard this. And I have there are three places that I could possibly go. I had plans to go to one. But it turns out it's the COVID capital of the country right now. But also, so Father Hat had asked for a very specific thing for Christmas. And this is one of those things. It matters not what it is. It's just like a tool. So I went to HomeDepot.com and it said, oh, there's some in stock in Mount Pleasant. So I went out to Mount Pleasant to get it. And they said, they stopped making that. So...
Nope.
I had to order it, but I'm not sure it's going to be in time because it's a power tool, and it's not like you can just buy those at Amazon, right? Like the good ones. And so, so I don't know if it's going to be in on time. So I'll know more. I'm hoping by tomorrow. And so if the tracking shows that it's going to be in on Christmas Eve, which is when it's expected, then I'm good. I'll probably, I might go down to the Rat World and I may go up to Miss Dolly Parton's Smoky Mountain home again. It depends. I could do either. But if that tool does not ship, then I have called every Home Depot in the tri-state area. And there are a lot of those. Mm-hmm. And there are some in Georgia that have it. So I had promised the Hatterina that I would buy said stupid thing. I mean, whatever. It's fine. It's one of those things that I think is a complete waste of money. But the Hat wants it. And if the Hat wants it, then we'll get it for him. But anyway, so I may end up just going and hoisting about to find a DeWalt pole saw.
You know, I think DeWalt's pole, is that near the North Pole?
No, I believe it is. It's in the love chamber of the villa there. So that's kind of my plan. My plan is, I don't know what my plan is. And that's really unfortunate.
So you're either going to a Home Depot
in Georgia. Mm-hmm.
Or you're going to Rat World. Mm-hmm. Or you're going to see Miss Dolly.
I'm not going to Dollywood. I'm just going to the mountains sort of situation. So... I don't care to get to Dollywood.
When you're in the mountains, you might want to try those Velements, you know, because they.
I don't have that music.
Sugar out. Mm-mm. Would you like me to send it to you?
No, thank you. And in fact, I think we'll be okay without it. So, but then on Christmas Eve, I'm going to go up to the Hats. It's just me and the Hats for Crema.
Well, that'll be nice.
Yeah. So, be up there. Right. Right. But I'll probably head back after lunch on Kerma Day. And then, so here's the thing. Now, Big Fatty, you may not know this. You've become accustomed. But, so my last day at work was the 11th of December, right?
Oh,
I believe that's
okay.
Right. Uh-huh. At the coal mine. So today, as we're recording this, it's the 19th. I am already bored out of my gourd. And I've done a lot. Now, I've met with contractors, I've had my bathroom demoed, I've started the process of having my water heater replaced because it's about to explode, because, I mean, everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. But, like, in between those appointments, which, I mean, those appointments are important, they're just not very long until the work actually starts, which will be after the first of the year, there's not a damn thing to do.
Well,
so,
have you started your sourdough bread starter?
Oh, God, no. Sourdough bread, the... Sorry, the hobos are coming by. Sourdough bread here in this area, it just doesn't taste very good. It's not my favorite thing. But you know, I can bake if I need to. But Big Fatty, we don't have a little quiz today.
I know.
But we do have this.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. With Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And
I talked to Rob. I think he's got it. I think we've got this cleaned up. Tighten it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Never gets old. Never gets old.
And all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
So all right. Well, we do have a voice letter again.
Yes, and,
as
we
in
do.
A singular voice letter. You know, if you want to send us one of those, you can e-letter it to meh, M-E-H, at thelfc.online.
Wouldn't that be a lovely holiday gift at?
It really would, because I know there are people out there listening because you all tweet me, which, I mean, you can't tweet Big Fatty right now because he's in jail.
No,
but
I'm in
you
jail.
You all tweet me and you tell me and you text me and you're like, oh, that was close. Why don't you just send a little voice letter so we have some content? That's all I ask for Christmas. All I want for Christmas is a voice letter. Want to go ahead and play the one we did get. Appropriately titled Crema Fat.
Okay.
Here we go.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. You're fat. Meh. Love you guys. Oh. Merry Crema.
Oh. Aww.
Well, thank you, unidentified caller, for that
voice sounds familiar. Now, thank you so much for calling. And
that was Bill. And, Bill in Orlando,
oh,
right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Bill,
the construction worker.
Right.
Right.
What was his show?
Riding with Bill. Yeah.
Riding with Bill. That's mm-hmm. right.
Yeah, you know, I had lunch with him at the Cheesesteak Factory once. And so, Bill, it was nice of you to tune back in and to send us out. So thank you. Yes, I appreciate that.
Bill and Nessa sound very much alike. So,
oh, well, right. I often get the two confused. Although I have not had...
Yeah, exactly.
Thank goodness I haven't had lunch with Nessa at the Cheesesteak Factory. Because then I...
Right, because you'd really
be confused. Mind. I couldn't.
Well, you've got plenty of time that you can figure it out, so... Anyway, right. Now, before we move on, you say you're going to the Hats on Crema Eve.
Yes, yes.
Now, don't you usually take some sort of baked good with you?
Yeah, and I'm making a chocolate cake is the simplest way to describe it. It is a recipe the lovely Barefoot Contessa, that's Miss Ina Garten, turned me on to, and it's... it has espresso powder in the frosting, and it has a cup of hot coffee in the batter. And it's like super black, dark chocolate. And it is delicious. So,
you know, yeah. hearing that chef's name, it reminds me that Nessa likes to be the barefoot cunt Nessa.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. She loves that word. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She does.
So, you know who else loves it?
And Scott.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So yeah. So I'm going to take that. Now I have some other little treats that are ready, and you know, but you know, you gave me the nuts and bolts when I visited in the little Crema
yes.
bag.
Yeah.
I have some of those, but I went ahead and put yours in a gallon Ziploc bag, your little treat. Because you know, like honestly,
because I'm fat.
Because you're fat, and you've been so helpful this year. I just decided that you needed a whole gallon of the
puppy.
Well, you let me use your shower, mostly.
Okay, great.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, I've got the puppy chow for you. So.
Oh.
Oh yeah, well, I know.
That's lovely.
Well, I had to go ahead and make it up because I was afraid I was going to eat all the mixed nuts before I made
it. The mixed nuts are.
Well, you know, they're so expensive, and I decided...
They are expensive.
I was shocked at how expensive they were, but I did buy... I have the corn Chex, and I also have, and for rice Chex, I have the peanut butter rice Chex.
Oh.
So, I know, I am fancy this year, so...
Oh,
man. Yeah, I know.
I can just feel the holiday excitement.
Well... It's, well, yeah.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, Vader, you ready?
Ooh, I am ready. I'm ready. I'm warmed up. I am ready to go. Okay.
All right, Phil Donahue.
Oh, you know, the hat... Arena was a big fan of Phil Donahue's show, which was on TV, an afternoon talk show. I'm guessing Phil Donahue is dead. He's got to be ancient if he's not.
Phil Donahue is alive.
Oh.
And do you... Oh, right. And do you know who he's married to?
It's like Marla Donahue or something like that?
That girl.
Oh.
Marlo Thomas.
Marlo. Thomas Donahue. You're right, right.
All right.
Right. I have a book of theirs.
Werner von Trapp.
Werner von Trapp. Wasn't that a character from The Sound of Music? And I don't... Again, here we go playing this game with fictional characters. So obviously dead, because that movie came out 100 million years ago. And while Julie Andrews is alive, he's not. So.
Werner von Trapp is indeed dead. Died in 2007.
Oh.
He was an Austrian singer with the Trapp Family Singers. So,
oh,
how about that?
So that's
a real person. Pat Weaver.
Pat Weaver.
Pat Weaver.
She is dead. She died coaching Kentucky basketball. Dead.
Okay, well, you're very close on this.
I knew that I was.
Pat Weaver is indeed dead, and he started the Today Show.
Oh, damn it! I thought I had it figured out.
All right, the last one, Thomas Becket.
Thomas Becket, dead.
Okay.
Okay, and Thomas Becket. He was an author way back in the day in the 1800s.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Thomas Becket was born in 1117, and he was the Archbishop of Canterbury.
See, well, I guarantee you he wrote something if he was the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Probably some tales.
Right, right. So, you know, dead. Yeah, yep, I know.
He's definitely dead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, these days you never can tell. The good ones die. The religious Pat. Look at Pat. What's his name? He lived forever.
Pat Weaver.
Pat Weaver.
By the way, they had a thing on CBS this morning. You know, Miss Gail King is on that, and it was talking about showing the people that had died this year.
Right.
Did you remember that Wilford Brimley died this year?
Yeah, but that was back. That was way back. Yeah. I mean, look at how many people have died since then. That's the thing. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean,
died of natural causes.
Right, right.
So, from the diabetes.
He died pre-COVID. Yeah, he died pre-COVID.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
Now, were there any names on there that you recognized?
Yeah, Alex Trebek.
Dead.
Too soon.
What is dead?
Uh-huh. Right. And there were some other folks too, but I don't remember who they were.
Right. Okay. Well, as long as it was no one you knew personally, like, you know,
right.
Granny.
Now, is this going to be our last show of 2020, or are we going to do one next, by the way, happy solstice for the 28th.
Oh, does that mean the days are going to start getting longer, or more importantly, stop getting fucking shorter? Because it's dark at 4:30.
Today, Monday, is the shortest day of the year.
Okay. Although it's still daylight outside. I don't know what's going on. It's 5 o'clock and it's still daylight.
It is daylight. Yeah, I don't understand.
Clearly, the Earth is falling off its axis. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
So the answer to your question is, I don't see any reason why we wouldn't have a show the 28th?
You know, I know that... Riding with Bill and, like, you know, our caller from earlier, I know he'll want to know if we're gonna record next time too.
Well, so we have a solid three listeners.
Year end.
Oh, you know, we may have to record with a bottle of Champs, a little champagne. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, you know, you can only get that from a certain region in France. By the way, the Chancellor of France or the Prime Minister or
dead.
Whatever the hell his
dead.
Name is. No, he's not dead, but no. he does have the COVID.
Oh,
Macron.
Well.
Emmanuel Macron. By the way, when do you think he was born?
Would it be on this day?
It was on this day, the 21st of December. What year?
I would say maybe 1955.
1977.
Is he really only 43, 44? Wow. I thought he was older than that. I honestly don't look at him that closely, but I would have guessed he was a lot older than that.
I know. I'm going to be COVID.
Now, oh, Lord.
All of a sudden,
Lord.
That turned into Pepe Le Pew.
Well,
what was that skunk's name?
Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah, Pepe Le Pew.
Mm-hmm.
I think your kitty cat is doing an impression of Pepe Le Pew.
Yes, I have a kitty cat, everyone, with the diarrhea.
Is it Pepe Le Puke or Poo?
No, it's Poop. Trust me.
Pepe Le Poo. There's your title for today's episode.
Pepe Le Poo. Well, I might get us in Twitter jail for that, but yeah.
But you could.
Yeah. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I don't have anything. I was just filling time. Filling time.
No, you go ahead.
Yeah.
Just go ahead.
Yeah. So, the kitty cats are very unhappy. Yeah. So, I think just there have been so many people in and out and, you know, strangers, and they can't nap when there are strangers making all sorts of noise. On Monday, Bassfitter was here doing some poking, prodding, and sawing and cutting and things. And, you know, that kept a kitty awake. And I'm going to tell you, Miss Bugabette, who is the sweetest fat kitty you've ever met. She mostly just likes to nap. Walked out of the boudoir. And as Larry was coming out of my bathroom and said, I mean, just like, was like, enough, enough. We would like to nap. So.
And then she shit on the floor.
It's the other one. It's Bugaboo that has the poopy stomach. Yeah, he's the one with the tear in his rectum or whatever. So sometimes things just get a little...
Speaking of that, how is your detached rectum?
It's doing okay. I can't see, but you know, it's fine.
Well,
I've got...
I mean, you know,
yeah, exactly.
He didn't promise that you'd be able to see.
Right. I don't.
It's sewn back.
Yeah, I've still got a few months before I get back to the doctor. So, something, I mean, like I'm okay. I'm okay. It's all okay. I can actually see to drive better than I could before, but my night vision is worse. So, which is why going
that happens with age.
Mm-hmm. So going to that Christmas mask party tonight, tacky Christmas
wait a minute.
Mask party.
You've got to tell everybody about that.
Oh yeah. My friend Big Mama, usually has like an indoor holiday hootenanny with singing around the piano and all that good stuff.
I know.
But I was a little concerned about that. So I invited just a few people to an outdoor around the fire sort of like, hi, pop in. And so I'm going to go and pop by there and see them. And it actually starts in 45 minutes. I'm not going to be there for 45 minutes, but because I still have some things to do. But
But I know a fat person's not going to pass up complimentary food.
I doubt there will be anything other than some like brownie bites from the Costco. So, I mean, not that Big Mama can't, but no.
No.
Oh!
I almost
forgot to press that button. I forgot to press the button, so I have been watching it and just forgot. I just forgot. Well, Big Fatty, I hope you have a lovely, merry, fat Christmas. And I hope all three of our listeners, I hope you do something. Even if you don't celebrate, I hope you have a fantastic Friday. But if you celebrate, I hope you... Ooh.
Oh!
I hope your stockings are stuffed. I hope your gullet is also stuffed.
Jingles are jangled.
Exactly. Exactly. I hope you have a lovely COVID-free Christmas. And, and we'll be back.
For those of you that are having a white Christmas, racist.
You know, if it gets any colder here, we may have a white crema.
No, we're not. It's going into the 70s this weekend, but crema eve is going into freezing. Oh!
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, when it gets real... When it gets real cold like that, Big Fatty goes out on his nipple walks, the headlights are on.
Ooh. I need to press the honk sound right there.